AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Rolling Stone magazine's article alleging a gang rape at a University of Virginia fraternity is called Simply Bad Journalism. Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism Dean Steve Call says his school's investigation found major systemic problems at Rolling Stone.
These are not failures of dishonesty in an individual. They are systematic failures, collective failures, that involve people who have worked at the same place for a long period of time.
The fraternity named in the now discredited and retracted story says its members have been defamed and it is now pursuing legal action against Rolling Stone. The Obama administration laying out its arguments to back the nuclear deal with Iran. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz says the U.S. and its partners will not simply take the Iranians at their word that they will live up to the agreement.
This is not built upon trust. This is built upon hard-nosed requirements in terms of limitations on what they do at various timescales and on the access and transparency.
President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama hosting the White House Easter egg roll today. Obama reading Where the Wild Things Are to some of the kids.
When he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars. Can you guys roar?
The theme of this year's egg roll is Gimme Five. Event participants encouraged to identify five ways they plan to be more active and to live healthier lives. A prosecutor says Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev didn't consider the children who would be killed or wounded in the attack to be innocent victims. Instead, he says Tsarnaev just saw them as Americans who needed to be punished for what the government was doing in Muslim countries. During closing arguments at Tsarnaev's trial today, jurors saw a gruesome video of the aftermath of the first bombing, with gravely injured people amid huge pools of blood. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 162. The national championship will be decided tonight between Wisconsin and Duke. Jim Militello has more.
The Blue Devils have been here before, competing for the title for the 11th time. They've won four of them, twice here in Indianapolis. Mike Krzyzewski has established the Blue Devils as one of the elite programs in the country that is yearly expected to be a title contender. The Badgers are in the title game for the first time since 1941. That's also the last time they won it. Bo Ryan's put together a program that's played in the NCAA tournament in all 14 of his seasons and reached the Final Four for the second straight year. He's looking to add his first Division I national title to the four he won in Division III. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
After regaling a friend about his visits to the original home of Kentucky Fried Chicken, Brian Lufty, his buddy, and their four sons piled into a car and made a 34-hour, 2,000-mile journey from Montreal to Corbin, Kentucky, for a bit of the Colonel's original recipe on Saturday. For three of the boys, it was the first time they ever had KFC. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.